Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Steve Hoare here to talk about the latest news that's happened in and around Liverpool Football Club. Today, it's Monday the 12th of December, as I am recording this. Hopefully you're well wherever you are listening to this. Amazing, if I don't say so myself, podcast. Right then, yeah, we're going to be talking about Luis Diaz and his injury. We're going to be talking about Amrabat. We're going to be talking about Mbappe's ma, Enzo Fernandez as well, but maybe a little bit of Naby Keita if you get time at the end. But yeah, want to start with the Luis Diaz news then. So yeah, it was reported a few days ago that he might need surgery, or it was a bit of a question marks. He has officially had that surgery now. I think his missus even posted on socials him laying in the hospital bed. So yeah, we can confirm that he's had that surgery on his knee. He's expected, according to James Pearce of The Athletic, to be sidelined for around 3 months. He had surgery on his LCL, his lateral collateral ligament. Yeah, he's unlikely to play again before March. Obviously, huge blow for Liverpool. Jürgen Klopp called it a smack in the face, essentially, didn't he? I was looking on Twitter earlier. Obviously, a lot of people were blaming Liverpool's medical team. They haven't got a doctor, X, Y, and Z, and maybe, you know, putting two and two together and getting five. It was interesting that at Injury Mechanisms, they put a tweet out basically saying it's a separate injury than the last one. It's basically bad luck. Last time he had a inner knee problem with medial ligament. I think it was reported that maybe an MCL tear. This one is the LCL on the opposite side, so it's a separate injury. I mean, maybe it is related. Maybe it's something to do with how he trains, or he's putting extra pressure on one side of his knee or whatever. But it isn't a reoccurrence of the same injury. It's a new injury now. I don't know if that's a positive or negative. Probably a positive, because I always get wary about about reoccurred injuries. But yeah, it feels like Liverpool's got bad luck here in training camp. Jürgen said he felt something, thought it was nothing. They went and got a scan, and before you know it, he's flying home to have surgery, which is a huge blow for Liverpool, of course. Diogo Jota's still out. He's not available. They're expected to play until maybe late January, early February, with the calf injury that he picked up earlier in the season as well. So yeah, not ideal really as it stands. It leaves Liverpool with Darwin Nunes, Mo Salah, Bobby Firmino as the real striking options, backed up, I suppose, with Fabio Carvalho, maybe a little bit of Ben Doak as well, maybe Harvey Elliott moves, Oxlade-Chamberlain. But yeah, Liverpool have gone from having five really top forward options to being down to three. And given the amount of games the Reds are going to play over the next, well, when they come back 22nd, is it, against Manchester City, from that point on, there's games all the time. So for Diaz to be missing until March, without Jota right until probably February, that's a big blow for the Reds. I suppose one maybe slight positive, if Jürgen's going to use him, is that Kay Gordon's now back in training. I know saying Kay Gordon to be a direct replacement for Luis Diaz is obviously not what I'm trying to get at, because he's obviously a young kid, he's not at that level. But Liverpool clearly like Kay Gordon. He's been out for ages with this hip injury that he had. It's been a long time. I think he's been off for like 10 months. He's now back training outside. And listen, Jürgen selected this kid, in a League Cup semi-final. He's obviously got something about him, he obviously likes him. So I do wonder maybe if Kay Gordon becomes an option if Liverpool get through against Manchester City in the League Cup. He might even play that game, I don't know, I'd be shocked. The FA Cup, obviously early in January, we might see Kay Gordon there, because yeah, Liverpool need to be very, very careful now. They can't run Nunes, Salah and Bobby Firmino into the ground. So big shame on Luis Diaz. But yeah, Liverpool are going to have to try and roll with the punches and cope with it, really. Next one I want to talk about is Sofyan Amrabat, and I love the quote that's come out of the report in Italy, and it says Liverpool fell in love with Amrabat during the World Cup. I think that's, yeah, this is from, I'll give the guy's correct name, I think it's Matteo Moretto. He's obviously a journalist there at Matteo Moretto, if you want to go and find him. Apparently, Fiorentina asking for somewhere between 30 and 35 million euros. Apparently, Jürgen Klopp wants him, and he could even be a partner for Jude Bellingham. Ooh, interesting, yeah. So maybe it's a bit of both for Liverpool after a couple of midfielders. We're going to talk about another one in a moment, of course. But yeah, the more I've watched the Amrabat at the World Cup, the more I've been impressed. Now, obviously, this is for a Morocco side who are playing a little bit, well, the underdog role, really. You know, they're not expected to have the ball, dominate possession, all that kind of stuff. And as a pure destroyer defensive midfielder, he's been excellent, and he's one of the reasons why Morocco are World Cup semi-finalists. He's a big reason for it because, yeah, basically they haven't let a goal in. They've been absolutely fantastic in terms of centre-halves, even though they've had injuries, and obviously Amrabat in the middle of the park as well. I think it's, let me just double-check, yeah, it's Corriere dello Sport, another Italian outlet, who say, Klopp has long since made the request of the board to have a player just like Amrabat in January. There's a $3.5 million a year wage package waiting for him at Anfield, which Fiorentina plan to counter, but they can only double his wages, which are at $1.8 million a year. So yeah, essentially Liverpool have offered to pretty much double his wage, give or take a couple of hundred grand here and there, which small change in the matter of transfers, I suppose, but it looks like Fiorentina might try and match it. They're not really keen to let him go as of yet. But yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if Liverpool are in the market for a pure number six destroyer type. I wouldn't be against it personally. I think there'll be times when it could come in really in handy. You know, there's times when Fabinho's asked, although he is really good on the front foot, he likes boxing players in. There are times in big games where you might just want someone again. Like Fabinho, you could play both of them where you really want to just be solid in the middle of the park. But yeah, the Amrabat rumours aren't going away. They're mainly coming from Italy, it seems, but as we all know, transfer stories in the recent past have often come from the countries where players are. So yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye on that one. Quick fun story. Who'd have ever thought that I'd get a former X Factor contestant and a World Cup legend slash super, legends too much, a world class superstar's mum in the same sentence? Well, I've done that because Derry Menza, who used to be on X Factor, is a big Liverpool fan as well. He put a picture on his Twitter account at the risk of fic, OFFIC, didn't get the ILNA, he's trimmed that one down. He put a picture of his mate with Kylian Mbappe's mum. Now, Kylian Mbappe's mum is pointing at his mate's Liverpool shirt. And later on, the post was retweeted by LFC Transfer Room, saying that, you know, Mbappe's mum is still pushing for that Liverpool transfer, which I find fascinating. Look, our transfer is just the absolute business. And then in reply, although he said he wasn't going to tell anyone what Kylian Mbappe's mum said, Derry just says, indeed so. So yeah, it looks like Mrs. Mbappe, who's a big red, I think that was already been well reported, is still keen to get her lads to Liverpool. Yeah, Bellingham, Mbappe, Amrabat, Fernandez. Yeah, Liverpool are going to need some serious wealthy owners for all that to come out. I just love where transfer stories can come from. An X Factor contestant, his mate, go meet a World Cup player's mum, happens to be one of the best players, if not the best player in the world, and that makes it into the Liverpool transfer sphere. Absolutely fantastic. Fair play to everybody involved. Right then, I suppose the big story of the last 24 to 48 hours, I suppose, is the Enzo Fernandez news coming again out of Argentina. So it was Dario La Capital, I'm going to presume Argentinian outlet, saying Liverpool negotiating with Benfica, the hiring, they say in the translation, of Enzo Fernandez. The English club already has an agreement in principle with the Portuguese entity, nice, to incorporate the young midfielder of the Argentine team from June 2023. So yeah, essentially, they're saying Liverpool have agreed a deal to sign Enzo Fernandez next summer. Benfica have already said, rather, they don't want to lose him in January. They've got a new president, I think it's Rui Costa, who's basically said, yeah, we're going to keep him unless someone meets his release clause, which is like €120 million. I doubt that's really on the cards. But yeah, fascinating, really, that these reports coming out of Argentina that Liverpool are basically, an agreement sign Enzo Fernandez, which is, yeah, wild, really. It's good news if it is true. There's always a school of thought, is this, as well as Jude Bellingham, who they clearly want, is it a replacement in case they can't get him? Is he a backup? Are they after both? Yeah, absolutely fascinating that it looks like Liverpool have identified another young midfielder. I mean, personally, I'd like to sign them both, but maybe this is just them, you know, getting all the ducks in a row, and if they can't get one, then they can get the other. But yeah, it's not going to happen pretty much in January unless Liverpool do stump up the release clause. Like I say, Benfica president Rui Costa said, we have the sole objective of having a winning season. No player will leave unless it's due to the release clause, which at this moment is fundamental for the squad. What I can promise our supporters is what I did at the beginning of the year, that this is a sporting project and not a financial one. Fortunately, and this is me speaking, unlike the likes of FC Porto here, Benfica are not experiencing financial problems and we have no need to sell our players. But yeah, I mean, again, I reference back to the Luis Diaz transfer, the Darwin Núñez stuff as well. This all came from the journalists in their countries. I know Uruguayan journalists got a little bit of the Núñez stuff. Obviously, the Colombian journalists got a bit of the Luis Diaz stuff, as did the Portuguese outlets in both of those. So yeah, it's fascinating that, again, there's radio silence, I think, at the moment, at time recording from Liverpool. But yeah, it looks like Enzo Fernandez might be on the agenda, and he's a really good player. I've only seen bits of him. He's only been at Benfica for a few months essentially, but I've seen bits of him in the World Cup. He looks a very tidy player. I spoke to Aaron from Prashima Janada earlier, actually, and that'll be coming out on Red Men Plus soon, about Fernandez, and that guy knows his Portuguese football. It's into his life to talk about it, and he described him to me as, I quote, the business, unquote. Yeah, basically he's a top player. He's only a young lad as well. He's 21, turns 22 in about a month. I think he's the fact that he's so versatile as well, so he can play like in an attacking role and play those key passes and through balls. He can also do a job in more defensive role. So when Benfica are playing in Portugal and they're essentially the better team in most games, he's very much on the front foot, looking for those key passes, looking for those through balls, looking for the assists. When they've played in the Champions League, you know, against the likes of Paris Saint-Germain and stuff, he's been asked to do a bit more defensive role, and he's done well in that as well. And I can see why that would tick a box for Liverpool, who maybe are looking at, as I mentioned before with Amrabat, someone who can fill in that defensive midfielder role, because it can't all be on Fab. And at this point in his career, I'm not sure Jordan Henderson is going to be fit enough, really. He's another one who's been picking up quite a few injuries. To have him playing that all the time, just don't see that happening. But yeah, keep an eye out on the channels, because the Enzo Fernandez stuff is sure to run. Speaking of Redmen TV and the channels then, yeah, at 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, one of the Redmen TV crew will be live on YouTube. So do come over if you want and check that out. We do these podcasts because I know not everyone can get to the YouTube channel, and we don't want to neglect our wonderful podcast listeners. But yeah, if you do want to come and interact with the show every Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. do come and join us on youtube.com/RedmenTV and interact with the show. I briefly mentioned Red Men Plus before, didn't I? I've got that interview with Aaron, Expert Insight, coming out later in the week. I think that's scheduled for Wednesday as it stands. If you want even more Red Men goodness in your lives, like this free podcast but in longer format, do check out redmenplus.com. All of our content is available in podcast form as well. It's not just a video streaming service, although obviously we do provide that. If you're on the move and you haven't got time to sit and watch loads and loads of videos, but you love your podcast, then yeah, it can be downloaded directly into your native podcast app as well. Just visit redmenplus.com and sign up as either a club captain or a club legend. Or if you want to, you can sign up through Spotify. If you search for Red Men Plus podcast on Spotify, you can sign up through Spotify. You can pay Spotify for the access, and you'll get the exact same content. You won't get no videos, but you will get all the content in podcast form. So if you're only interested in listening to it and you absolutely love Spotify, you can do that as well. But yeah, thanks very much for listening to this one, guys. We'll be back tomorrow with another one of these bite-sized podcasts. Until then, I'll catch you all soon. See you in a bit.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.